Warning. The following broadcast you're about to listen to is filled to the brim with explicit adult language and content. Don't like it? Don't listen to it. Don't complain about it. Just ignore it. If you like it or don't mind it, then listen up and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Regimental Vox, a podcast dedicated to all things Warhammer and wargaming in general. I am your host and Vox operator for the evening, Caleb Meyer. It is Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. This is episode 82. At some point, I really got to figure out just when the fuck to record this shit. The past few weeks, I've been wanting to try and get to it earlier on in the week, and basically every Monday rolls around and I go, alright, I'm gonna do it Tuesday, and for the past several weeks, shit has gone wrong. But I will say this much, this coming Monday, my schedule's completely fuckered compared to usual, so it's hard to say if I'll be able to record on Monday or not, as it is, so yeah. But this week, I'm not going to go into all sorts of crazy-ass details and shit, but yesterday I was going to record after I got out of work, and I was at work, and I thought I had a stroke. Like, for legit, for real, for serious, I was like, oh, fuck, this is it. I am so fucked, it's not even funny. It turns out, at least as far as I could tell, I did not have a stroke. It's actually would appear that I had a very severely adverse reaction to my medication. Not an allergic reaction. Just they had upped some dosage recently on some meds I take, and apparently my body didn't like that. And yeah, apparently this particular med can mimic having a stroke. So I thought at first, I was like, I'm either having a stroke or I'm having a panic attack. Because admittedly, what it kind of boiled down to was all morning long, I thought I smelled something weird. And, you know, people talk about that stereotypical burnt toast thing, which admittedly, I don't know if that's true or not. I was just doing my thing, doing work. And like, there was just this sudden burnt toast smell. And immediately I was just like, oh, fuck. But I'm kind of laughing about it a little bit right now, but I'll be perfectly honest, scariest shit in my life. My personal recommendation overall, if you are experiencing any sort of health problems and stuff, or like you've been putting off a doctor's visit forever because, you know, it sucks and you don't want them to get all pissed off at you for not doing healthy shit and blah, 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 just fucking do it. It's not worth risking shit. It's better to find out, oh, you just had gas, or you just had a weird reaction to a med, but you're fine. Or, you know, you just scared the shit out of yourself and that was it. You know, whatever. It's better for any of that than to go, I think I'm going to be fine, and oh, fuck, I'm not fine, and now it's too late. So, not to make it too serious and stuff, but it's not been that long ago that Jeff Robinson, you know, if I recall correctly, his was stroke related and stuff. And he's I think 1 year older or 1 year younger than me, at the time and stuff. I don't remember specifically, but he's right around my age and stuff. So, point being, get yourself checked out if you have any concerns. It's kind of hard to roll dice, kind of hard to play games and, you know, paint and hobby and all that shit. If you're dead, and I'm sure there's a few people that probably give a shit about you You might want to care about them too by taking care of your goddamn self. So, yep, fuck it. Let's move on. As far as what's going on in my neck of the woods, well, yeah, there was that whole thing. As far as like hobbying and shit like that goes, I don't have anything, well, you know, I've slowed down a little bit on the actual hobbying, cause I've been fucking busy as fuck. It's been hellish lately, actually. You know, I'm not knocking my job by any stretch. It's just been very overwhelming as of late. Having the medical scare in the middle of work yesterday did not help matters either when it came to the overwhelming stress levels and shit. It's just been a lot. We've had half of our staff in quarantine because of the whole COVID thing. On top of just crazy amounts of business, it's been just, like I said, overwhelming is definitely the word I would use to describe it. I'm working 6 days this week. One of them really short, and one of them accidentally really short. Once again, because having to go get checked out. But anywho, I'm sure that's going to come up like a million times throughout this episode. You know, from now on, I will be that guy who almost thought he had a stroke. You know, it's serious shit. But anywho, it's just been fucking crazy. So, haven't been doing as much hobbying and stuff. However, we're going to talk about this a little bit during the episode and stuff. You know, even though it's a little bit of old hat with a lot of bit of old hat with a little bit of like a little thimble cap that you wear on your head, but it's new. My wife and I have been playing a fuck ton of Blackstone Fortress. I got Blackstone Fortress, like a month and a half or so ago. I don't remember exactly when I picked it up. I built the models pretty much right off the bat, but then it's just all been sitting there. And, you know, I've been like, well, you know, I'd like to try it, blah, blah, blah. Finally, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to play it. And she decided to join me. You know, we'll get more into it, but, needless to say, she loved the shit out of it. And I love the shit out of it too. But like I said, we will cover that a little bit more later in greater detail. But we've been doing that. I've just been trying to catch up on projects a little bit. While I've been going through a lot of projects, at the same time, I keep going, damn, there's this thing and that thing and the other thing. I still have an incomplete Warcry set. I've still got some shit I need to paint. That's more than my shit. I have shit for other people that I need to finish painting. The whole pandemic thing just has basically paused everything for the longest time. But at some point, people are going to want their stuff. And that's totally fine. It's just going to be at some point, you know. It's hard to say when because of everything going on. So I just really need to buckle down, finish it up, so that way in case they show up going, hey, where's my shit, I got it ready to go. Mind you, it's all really close to being completed. It's realistically not that much. It just seems like every time I sit down to paint, I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed by it. Painting is my least favorite part of the hobby, to be honest. I love the results the most, probably out of any part of it. You know, it's really fucking satisfying when you look at your model and go, fuck yeah, I painted that and it looks badass. But it is such a chore. I do enjoy painting. I do enjoy painting in and of itself. But looking at a model that's only half-assed complete at the, you know, moment, it's very demoralizing, and I just have to keep reminding myself, no, just keep going, you're gonna hit that point where you are like, fuck yeah, I love the shit out of this. Alright, so that's one model down, it only took me a week to paint it, I've got, like, you know, 8,000 more to go, should be good to go. It doesn't take me that long to paint if I actually dedicate myself to it, but you get my point. is that it drags out. It's a long, drawn-out process by the model. Unless you're literally just going to, you know, three-color minimum, slap the shit out of it and call it a day. And I can't bring myself to do that. I'm not a pro painter by any stretch, but I'm no. I do use contrast paints for some stuff, and not just because it's easier, but in some cases the results just look really good. It is easier, and I'm getting better results than when I try to paint it by the classic method. I was going to say paint it by hand, but it's painting by hand either fucking way, so that would be dumb to say. But yeah, so, you know, sometimes contrast is not only easier, but the results are better or equal. You know, I found, particularly when it comes to like painting terrain, it's been surprising actually how good contrast can look with terrain pieces. I'm looking forward. I'm going to probably, when I, after I prime my poop tree, the feculent gnarl maw, I suspect I'll be using contrast for not the whole thing, but probably for most of it, to be perfectly honest. I think it'll just look really good, really easily with contrast. You know, whereas like my Space Marines, my Necrons, all that shit, no. I'm not going to paint those with contrast. I can always guarantee you I'm not. Sorry if I'm a little bit yawny. Yanni, that was a dude, right? He made music. Does he still make music? Is he still alive? Is Yanni still alive? Alexa, is Yanni still alive? All right, there we go. I don't know if you heard the robot, but he is still alive. He was born November 14th, 1954. He's 66 years old, apparently. So, yeah, Alexa, home. But yeah, so there you go. Yanni's still alive. So anyway, I might be a little bit yawny because between yesterday's medical scare thing, which just wiped the fuck out of me, that was the other adverse effect. See, I told you this is going to come up like, you know, every couple minutes or so through this whole fucking episode. But it wiped me the fuck out. I was just exhausted afterwards, which apparently is a normal reaction to what had happened and stuff. To just be dizzy, lightheaded, and just totally burnt the fuck out. So I slept a lot during the day. I was still exhausted all fucking night and stuff. Then we decided to go to bed. And after we played some Blackstone Fortress, which once again we'll get into. My wife was on call last night through her job, and she wasn't supposed to be. Someone else was sick, and she decided to cover the shift. Instant regret, because she slept like not even 2 hours. It was 2 hours total, but interrupted multiple times. She got every phone call known to man throughout the whole fucking goddamn night. I am complaining about this. I in no way, shape, or form blame her. I am not mad at her. And on top of that, I know that she dealt with a lot more shit related to it than I did. I mean, for starters, because it's her fucking job, so clearly she's going to deal with it more than I did. But as far as the whole having to be awake thing, there were parts of it that I slept through, parts of it that woke me up and I fell back asleep, other parts of it that I woke up and stayed up for a little bit and then laid back down, etc. Whereas for her, she had to stay the fuck awake for every single fucking part. Anytime that somebody called, she had to be awake for it, because it's kind of hard to do your job when you're asleep. Unless your job is to be a guy who does like sleep labs and gets paid for that shit. In which case, your job requires you to be asleep, in most cases. But anywho, point is, I'm fucking tired. And I'm sure she's going to be beyond mortally exhausted, when she gets home. I'm hoping that we'll still play some more Blackstone Fortress. We were planning to play some more. I'm not going to force the issue, though, by any stretch. It'll be entirely up to her and her body, and her brains on whether or not we're going to play Blackstone Fortress. So, But anywho, so yeah, there's that whole thing. And is there anything else really to cover as far as my neck of the wood goes? Not that comes to mind. I'm sure I'll think of something else to just interrupt everything that we're talking about beyond that. So let's go ahead and talk about some newsy bits to get this ball continuing, because we've already got the ball rolling. Yes. There is some very exciting stuff that I want to bring up here. The main thing being is Warhammer 40,000 Imperium. I'm surprised this is not on the Warhammer community site. It's really fucking shocking that it's not on the Warhammer community site. But Hatchet Paperworks is putting out the Warhammer 40,000 Imperium subscription in the United States. I'm still sad that the Conquest one never happened, and there was, like, if you try to look it up on Google, you will see that there is a domain, a website for Conquest, but when you open it up, or for the U.S. specifically, but when you open it up, there ain't shit there. It's just like a, you know, dead URL. Which sucks, but, no, it is, this one is fucking legitimate. It's, pretty fucking cool. For those who are unfamiliar, they did this with Conquest, and now they have this new thing called Imperium coming up. It's kind of like a magazine-ish type subscription, or like, more like a loot box type subscription, except for the fact that you know exactly what you're going to get in each box. Each single, there's no like surprises or anything like that. Mind you, they don't give you the whole list up front of what each issue has, but before each issue comes out, you're going to get the same thing as everybody else is getting that issue. You should know what's coming in it, etc. So right now you can sign up. Right now there will be four issues currently available. Oddly enough, it is not available in the UK yet for full-on subscription. They were doing a trial period not that long ago that I know of. But now you know, here in the States, it's a full-on subscription. So each issue costs $11.95. The first issue is only $4.95 though. And then shipping costs are $4.95 per delivery. Now, they don't deliver you one issue at a time. You get four issues at a time, I believe it said, except for the first go-around. The first go-around, if you get issue one through four, damn, there's that yawning again, Yanni. But yeah, issues one through four, you'll get issues one and two together, and then you should get three and four a couple weeks later, and then as long as you maintain your subscription, you are going to get four issues at a time. Now keep in mind, they are $11.95 an issue, and I think it's monthly, so it's not $11.95 a month, because you're getting four issues at a time. Keep that in mind. So that's about $48 a month plus the $4.95 for the delivery, which is, should be, to my understanding, just the, you know, you get the four issues for the $48 plus $4.95, not $4.95 per issue, just $4.95. In the long run, you are going to end up with a mega fuck ton of models. There is a breakdown I saw on Foehammer, is a website that I saw the breakdown of it. In fact, let me try to pull that up here quick. Warhammer. Apparently, I can't spell. Once again, did not have a stroke, but still, I can't seem to spell. Pulling up that article, because I should have had it loaded up earlier, and I totally fucking forgot because I'm dumb. Okay, so, the estimate here is, let's see here. Now, this is in pounds, mind you. The value, the retail value, Space Marines at $317.05, $317.05. Sisters of Battle at $125 even. And not dollars, pounds. Fuck. Adeptus Mechanicus, 105 even. Necrons, 547.70. And Terrain at 157.50. So the overall total value of this entire set is 1,252.25 pounds. Fuck, that's a lot of weight. But the overall collection in pounds in total, by the time all is said and done, will cost you, if you live in the UK, once again, it will cost you 701.22. I don't know if you say 701 pounds and 22 cents, or I don't know. I'm sorry. I apologize to those across the pond, but I don't have a fucking clue off the top of my head, and I don't feel like looking it up. You're looking at 43% savings. Mind you, once again, this is based on the UK costs, and it does not include the colonist tax that we get. So it could be more or less overall here in the States. But yeah, so the point being is that 43% savings on the retail value, and that is not including the value of paints, which you do get paints with a lot of the issues. It is not including the value of the extra gifts. There's some brushes you get, modeling equipment. What was the other stuff here? Okay, so on your second delivery, you get the Citadel modeling kit. On the third delivery, binder and dividers. On the fourth delivery, paintbrush set. Which is large base brush, small base brush, and medium shade brush. And if you're familiar with Citadel brushes, they're expensive as fuck. And then the fifth delivery, you'll get a painting handle. Now, I don't know if they're going to throw in other gifts beyond that. But yeah, that requires you, in order to get all those gifts, you do have to sign up, starting your collection with any of the four issues, and you will get all of the gifts. According to this, anyways, it says, start your collection with 1, 2, 3, or 4. Although when I looked at it, there were only options for issues 1 and 2. But oddly enough, the issue 1 came with 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And issue 2 did not come with 2. It says it came with 3 and 4. I don't know. Somebody somewhere fucked up something when they put the thing in the thing. But yeah, and then in my understanding, once again, your first delivery won't have any gifts, but second, third, fourth, and fifth, regardless of where you start, as long as you start within that range. And it does say limited time offer, too, so they may only be available... Yanni. They may only be available for a limited time, hence the phrase limited time offer. Yeah, that's awkward. But yeah, so point being is that's a fuck ton of savings. You know, now most of the time, if you go through a lot of retailers, you can do 15 to 20% off. Sometimes they're free shipping. Sometimes they're not free shipping. You know, and then like local places may or may not have more or less or whatever else. But still, when you figure that you're probably looking in total at 50% roughly, once you include all the free shit and whatnot, well, maybe not quite that much, but either way, over 40% off, that's pretty fucking baller. That is a crazy amount of value, actually. Now I will say the US option does not have this available. There is a premium content option in the UK that includes, also on top of all that stuff that we already mentioned there, you get a small starter set of Chaos Space Marines, a small Tyranids one, a small Tau one. Oh, damn, Yanni. And a small Orcs one. I think you get all four of them. Yeah, now according to this, you get... You know, and it says an extra 2 pounds per issue. So while you get all that stuff, you have to, it's over 80 issues, in total. So, 160 pounds. It's not too bad, actually, when you think about it. But, you know, overall, once again, it doesn't look like they offer it here in the States. So, I don't know. They have a full breakdown of everything that is included in the Imperium collection and on this Foehammer site here. I'm not going to run through everything, but needless to say, there's a lot of shit here. In particular, it's nice. There's a decent amount of terrain. I strongly emphasize my disappointment once again, though, that Conquest is not part of this. But yeah, go check it out. Go scope it out. It's totally a thing you can do right now. The website is Warhammer40,000Imperium.com. And for as far as subscribing, there's a button there. You can just click on the button. It'll take you to the right place. Otherwise, it's, if you want to go directly there, it's Warhammer40,000Imperium-USA.com. And then you can get yourself set up and get that ball rolling and get yourself some cheap as fuck models. So, all right. So that's the first newsy bit. That was a lot to cover as far as the newsy bits go in one go. But once again, oddly, not on the Warhammer community site. I don't know why, but it's not. So let's see what else we got going on here. They've been doing this new model Monday thing throughout the month of March. I thought it was actually something they were just going to do from now on, but apparently no, it's just for March. Yawny. I don't think I'm going to edit any of my yawns. Oh, I did edit the first one out. I admit that. But then it started just kept going and going. I'm like, I'm not going to keep pausing and editing this shit. When I take a break, I'm going to try and get all my yawns out. But I'm not taking any energy drinks because my mom will get pissed at me. after my whole thing yesterday. Once again, boom, there it is. Bringing it up again. After everything that happened yesterday, even though they were not related, they don't help. So, anyway, new model Monday this week. We've already seen some cool stuff. The Rat Prince, Lady Annika, and then the Redemptionist from Necromunda. Also Bellicor. This last one is a whole new Adeptus Sororitas character model, the Dogmata. Not the dog's mother. It's not the Dogmata. It's the Dogmata. But she's kind of meant to, it says that she's meant to be like a chaplain. She has the, and it doesn't go into specifics, obviously, you know, GWs, they're not sharing the rules stuff, but you can kind of get some idea maybe when they share some of the lore, because usually they try to tie in the lore and rules together. It does say a dogmata holds the power to condemn any sister to join the Repentia, or worse still, be consigned to a mortifier. I don't know if that means you instantly summon more Repentia or instantly summon a mortifier when you remove some sisters off the field, boom, there's a mortifier. I don't know. It might be specific to Crusade. I might be reading into shit. You know, that's another thing. I might be totally full of nothing but shit. And that's very likely. We got the, what is it, the new Palatine, I think it is. I don't fucking remember. I'd have to look it up. Once again, not going to do that. Because why get things right when you can just sound like an idiot on the internet? There's plenty of idiots anyways. But it sounds like she's going to be like a lieutenant-esque type character. That's gonna buff some duders around you and stuff. I would hope that it's not just going to be copy paste of the Palatine and stuff. Having multiple characters on the field that all match up, doing the same aura buffs. Yeah, if it's a good aura buff, cool. But it just gets kind of boring at that point. They're kind of samey and almost makes you wonder, why do I bother? So we'll just have to see how that turns out. Now, as far as the model itself goes, I don't know. I'll be perfectly blunt and I'll say as my Stepson Lincoln would say, this one is not my favorite. I don't know. There's some things that bother me about it. She's got this weird stance. It's a very two-dimensional type pose. When you consider, look, especially when you look at the range that the Adeptus Sororitas have, and just the all the new shit in general that GW's been putting out for both 40K and AOS, all sorts of new models have very dramatic and God, I can't even think of the fucking word right now. They just have these poses that really suggest momentum and inertia and movement. That, you know, you definitely feel like this character is, you know, charging into battle, swinging their weapon, you know, taking pot shots at shit, whatever, totally just going Rambo style and, you know, mowing shit down. This one just looks like she's standing there with her legs just apart. She's just like, boom, boom, I'm going to brace myself. I'm going to hold my mace, just hold it sideways. I'm just going to stand here and stare with a really, 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 really angry look on my face. Or she does come with a separate head option. You can put a helmet on her. And admittedly, I think it looks better with the helmet because, I'm not a big fan of that face sculpt. It just doesn't feel like it fits most of the other sculpts. She's got some cool features, you know. She's got her mace looks kind of cool. She's got some robes that could have some potential if she wasn't just standing the fuck there, just staring. She's got a handful of candles on top of her backpack because nothing says I'm ready for battle quite like having melting fucking wax falling on your head. And she's got a lot of what look like, I just realized that one of these things might, because that holy water, I don't know. She's got what looks like a bunch of weird ass torture devices hanging off the back of her power pack. You know, her power plant backpack thingamabobby for her armor. Yikes. One of the things that's hanging there looks very similar to this old real world torture device that you would stick it inside of somebody, like just straight up, you know, just boom, right up the butt. And then it's got like a crank on it, so it like opens up and spreads out. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure some people are into that shit, but it sounds pretty fucking painful to me. You know, the world's worst butt plug ever. Yeah, I'm gonna guess, based on everything else, because it looks like she's got fucking weird-ass hooks and some sort of, like, stirrup-looking thing. I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe she's just a battlefield gynecologist. I don't know. So she's got some creepy ass looking stuff hanging off the back of her. I'm not even certain how she'd get at it because it's literally on the back of her. It's too fucking far away probably for her to reach. And plus she's too fucking stiff to reach for anything anyways. So until we see the rules for this thing, I don't know if I would even add this to my collection, to be perfectly honest. Maybe it'll look better in person. That does happen with a lot of models I've found too, is they do tend to look like, once you actually see them in person, you can be like, all right, this actually is not half bad. Sometimes, you know, it's a well done paint job that's on here. But sometimes just having an uninteresting paint job, for the model can just ruin the whole thing. But honestly, I don't think it's the paint job that's the problem here. I think she's just not a great sculpt. Simple as that. So, I will say that this points to more of the likelihood that we'll be seeing an Adeptus Sororitas 9th edition codex soon enough. Drakari 1 is out. The Adeptus Mechanicus 1 is supposed to be out in April. I would guess Sororitas would be next after that based on everything else we've been seeing. So probably May. But time will tell. It could turn out that The Sororitas are not actually getting a codex. They could just be kind of like with the Lumineth, although they did get a battle tome too. But it could be where they are going to have models and their rules, the data sheets, excuse me, damn. The data sheets in like a Warzone book or something like that, you know, because we got like the Book of Rust that just came out too. Not the Book of Rust. Don't get too excited. You know, it's not that. The Book of Rust. Rust, as in, you know, your car is rusting. Yeah, it could be something like that, where it comes in like the campaign book or something, but along those lines, but eh. So, yeah. Moving on here. There's not much else newsy bits wise that I did want to share. I will say this month's collectible coin, or yeah, is this this month's or next month's? If you spend at least $100, okay, in April, so next month, which starts tomorrow. So, yep, once again, awkward statements. Moving on. The collectible coin features the Chaos Star, all sorts of weirdly off-center, you know, it's because of Bellacor, or Bellacor, I'm saying Bellacor, Bellacor, but you're also going to get a pink horror demon model. Yep, it's a pink horror, just straight up, it's a pink horror, that's it. So not exactly a super unique, amazing model. I think pink horrors look cool, but you're not getting something super special in my opinion here. It does come with different options on the sprues, it sounds like. So you do get some modicum of bonus there, but yeah, spend $100 US or whatever your local equivalent is, you know, Monopoly money or, you know, whatever fucking fake cash it is that, what do they call, I've heard it, dollary dues, didgeridoo dollars, something like that in Australia, whatever your local, fake currency is. That's what you would want to spend the equivalent amount for. That's what we're going to do for right now as far as the newsy bits goes. After we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about our experience with Blackstone Fortress. But we're also going to talk about Cursed City. So Warhammer Quest followed by more Warhammer Quest. Yeah, so I will be rambling about that here in a few minutes, so I'm gonna go take a break. Yep. Welcome back to the Regimental Vox. As I mentioned before the break, I wanted to talk about some questy quest things that involve questing. Talk about some Blackstone Fortress, which, once again, I realize has been out for a while, but I've only just played it, so fuck it, we're gonna talk about it. As well as the upcoming Cursed City. We know a little bit about Cursed City. Not a whole lot, but what little we've seen so far, pretty fucking cool. So, let's go ahead and we'll start off with the old news bit, talking about Blackstone Fortress. Which reminds me, being that it's older, a bunch of the shit's out of print, okay? Namely, everything that's not the primary box set, like the base game. This shit is hard to find at a decent price. Because it is out of print, it is severely fucking jacked up online. I've seen some of these expansions sell. I think the cheapest one I saw through like eBay was still like $250. For something that contains like one or two models and like a handful of tiles. There's a set of cards, Abominable Intellect. The cheapest, I think I saw that, $120. It's fucking ridiculous, okay? I understand it's out of print, but fuck, come on. You know, be be decent. That's all I got to say. Be fucking decent. There's hobbyists out there who are not made of fucking money, and you shouldn't... I'm sounding really communist right now, but don't give a fuck. Stop it. Scalping sucks. It's just awful. Now, mind you, scalping is the worst when it comes to new shit, like the Piety and Pain box set. I'm sure Curse City is going to be a bitch and a half as well. It seems like every time GW puts out a nice box, a bunch of these fucking internet trolls got to go and fucking ruin it for fucking everybody. But my point being is I'd like to get some of these expansions, and apparently they're stupidly expensive. I do understand they're out of print. I would be willing to spend a little bit more than their original retail price if I really fucking have to, but not like four or five fucking times more than what they originally fucking cost. That's ridiculous. Come on. So, politely asking if there's anybody out there listening to this who happens to be sitting on any copies of the expansions. Condition is, preferably new in box, obviously. It would be nice. New on sprue, perfectly fine. Built, perfectly fine. It gets a little murky when it comes to painted, just because, well, much as I would love to have shit painted, if it's painted like garbage, yeah, I know there's the whole beggars can't be choosers thing, but there's gotta be a line drawn in the sand somewhere. So, long story short, if you got it, and you're willing to get rid of it, at a halfway decent price doesn't have to be, you know, charity. But it also doesn't need to be Jeff Bezos levels of fucking everyone over in the price department. That being said, Amazon itself is actually rather cheap typically. But you get what I'm saying. Don't be a prick. So, it's really expensive and hard to source this stuff. And I would like to get some more of it because Blackstone Fortress is fucking awesome. I mentioned earlier on in the episode that, I finally decided, fuck it, I'm going to play this game. I had been talking, you know, to my wife about we should crack it out at some point because we'd like to play it with some of our kids as well. Which I understand it's a more complicated game and stuff, but it's also in many ways has some beautiful simplicity too, to keep in mind. But I do understand it's a more difficult game and that kids might have more difficulties actually figuring out how to play it, stuff like that. But we have some older kids as well as some kids that are just, you know, a little more advanced for their age. So we'll see what happens with that. But the point was, is that I wanted to have the two of us try it out first and see how it worked and shit like that. Cause trying to figure it out while trying to explain it to children, a bad fucking move, just terrible. Admittedly, it makes me hesitant to even the idea of introducing it to adults though, because nobody likes to sit down to play a game and spend most of the time having somebody flipping back and forth between pages to try and, you know, teach you how to fucking play this shit. It's not the most fun thing to do. It's necessary if you want to share it with other people. So anyway, the other day I was like, fuck it. It's got a one player mode. You can totally play it by yourself. I'm just going to do that. But she was there too, and I was like, unless you would like to join me. And she was like, you know what? Yeah, fuck it. I got nothing else going on right now. Why not? And at first I wasn't certain because like I was trying to figure it out and she's also trying to figure it out. We're both like, this is a little confusing. And I was like, shit, I don't know if this is going to go well. You know, whatever. By the time we were done, she was like, dude, we got to play this like all the fucking time. You know, I want to play it tomorrow. I want to play it the day after. I want to just play it all the fucking time. It is so good. I highly recommend it. I think you can still get the base set from Games Workshop right now. Let me pull that up and let's take a look here. I got to move my microphone though. Good Lord. I'm having to sit way the fuck back from the desk and like poke my arms way the fuck out to get at anything. Box games. Box games. Warhammer Quest. There we go. All items. Three items. Ascension sold out. Annual 2019 sold out. It doesn't even show any of the other shit. But Blackstone Fortress is available. $150. So, if you are seeing it online for anything more than that, because it was out of print for a time, and so people were selling it really, really, really stupidly expensive, and a bunch of morons are still trying to sell it really expensive, not realizing that you can't right now. It's fucking available to just buy from GW for $150 if you wanted to, and a lot of retailers that I know of have it in stock for cheaper. Even so, yeah, if you're a scalper listening to this, for starters, go fuck yourself. Secondly, fuck yourself again. And thirdly, don't try to sell it for more than the $150. It will work for people who don't pay the fuck attention when they go to fucking buy the shit. But in general, don't. You're just gonna be sitting on the product forever. At least until it goes back out of print, particularly if it goes out of print permanently, because then you can join the rest of the scum of the internet and overprice everything. So you can pick it up. Highly recommend you pick it up. It is so cool. It is so much fun. It's basically like a dungeon crawling, RPG type of game. Without all of the acting it out bits, and so on and so forth. Because typically speaking, I have limited experience with pen and paper RPGs. But typically speaking, all of the combat tends to be super drawn out, super fucking lame, and so on and so forth. It's typically just not that much fun. Several hours of playtime to accomplish what is like 5 minutes in your game world, essentially. It's usually extremely abstract, awkward, stilted. I think insert adjective / adverb here. It's just not a great time. A lot of people love it, don't get me wrong, but I also know between myself and a lot of other people I know, combat is not their favorite part of any dungeon crawling style game, any RPGs and stuff. This is like the opposite in terms of, it does have a story, it does have a lore behind it, but realistically, as far as the game itself goes, yeah, you can pick your characters. You don't have to act them out. There's nothing narrative-wise you really need to do or whatever else. You just kind of use your imagination. And not saying you don't use your imagination when you're doing D&D and shit. Far from it. You definitely use your imagination. But the game kind of just has everything laid out for you. You follow it along. And there's plenty of it that's randomly made and drawn and stuff. You'll draw a map, like a combat card, and it'll lay out what the map is going to look like. And you go from there. Different combats. Our first one, we had all but one character get wasted on our first run. We fucked up plenty of shit, too. It is a complex game. But once you start kind of getting the hang of it and stuff, our first game took like 4 or 5 fucking hours, I think. I don't remember exactly. It was just really fucking long. Like I said, by the end of it, all but one character was down for the count. The one that wasn't was, barely alive and shit. But then we decided to restart the campaign the night after, because we fucked up a lot of shit as far as the whole, there's like the precipice portion of the game that's basically in between expeditions. It's how you progress the campaign further and stuff. And we just fucked up a lot of shit. So I do highly recommend when you go to play this, you may not necessarily want to do the campaign up front. I would say, personally, I would highly recommend that you sit down and do what they call a one-off expedition. There are rules in the book on how to do that. That's just something that you plan to play and be done with it, just so you can get a feel for the mechanics, you know, of the game. Because, yeah, it's like I said, it's complex. It's complex. That was a weird way to emphasize the syllables. It's complex, and but it has some beautiful simplicity to it, similar to Warcry. Not saying that the mechanics are the same as Warcry, but as far as Warcry being, Warcry is even easier, I would say, overall. But Warcry is a game that's got some complexity to it, but it's so streamlined that it's actually, in the long run, once you get the hang of it, it's pretty easy. I would say Warcry is far easier overall than Blackstone Fortress, though. But we're comparing apples and guacamole here. Anyways, yeah, it's definitely a really fun experience, you know, and we're going to keep on playing it ourselves with the campaign and stuff that we've got going on. If you do play it and you have to pick an explorer and you don't have any of the expansions, because once again, people are douchebags and it's really expensive. As far as the base game goes, I will tell you right now, we have not played it with all the characters, but I will tell you right now, Pius Vorn, just remember that, Pius Vorn, play her. If you have the opportunity to pick an explorer first, pick her. She is fucking ridiculous. Brutal character, pumps out a fuck ton of damage, fairly survivable, super fast moving compared to some of the other characters, etc. She is fucking incredible. Then that will just make your life so much easier. Overall, really cool game. Highly recommend it. Now, where does that bring us? Curse City. Warhammer Quest Curse City has been officially announced for pre-order. It is coming up for pre-order this coming Saturday, April 3rd. And, it is supposed to release, next week, then April 10th. I have not seen an official price yet on the box set, personally. There were some rumors a few months back that it was going to be $300. And I was like, yikes on bikes. Now, mind you, it's a pretty large box, it seems, from what I could tell. There are even more models in it than Blackstone Fortress has, I believe. It's got a lot going on with it. So maybe $300 wouldn't be unreasonable. But we also know that GW has kind of figured out over the years that there's a certain price point that if they go a little too far, they're not going to get their money back as quickly. Because, yeah, you can sell it for a lot, but people aren't going to be fucking buying it. So $300 seemed a little steep and excessive. I did see a video the other day that was all like, hey, we have a confirmed price from price sheets. Unfortunately, this was also in pounds, which doesn't do us in here in the colonies a whole lot of good, because once again, there's that colonial tax that GW puts on their shit that makes it more expensive than what the actual carryover is. Let me see here. I'm going to see, admittedly, not exactly my favorite, most reliable source. April 10th. I'm on Bell of Lost Souls right now, which, yeah, really. All right. Okay. There is the colonial tax. It's still not that bad, actually, overall. Once again, assuming it's true, because Bell of Lost Souls is, it's full of shit most of the time, anyways. The video I had watched said that it was coming out at £125, if I recall correctly. I did do like an exchange thing on Google, came out to roughly $170-ish. And I was like, okay, you know, Piety and Pain and a lot of the other box sets, that's usually where roughly they're at. You know, so that might be the case. In fact, that's the first video I see on my Google search here. Warrant request, Curse City, retail price confirmed. From always bored, never boring. Yeah, it's listed at $199.99 on Bell of Lost Souls. And depending on where you get it from, you might be able to get a better discount anyways. Usually at least 15% off. You know, a lot of places do it at 20. I've seen a few places do stuff at 25. You know, sometimes free shipping too if it's online and stuff. So, you know, you find the right person to buy from, you might be able to save yourself some fucking money. Yeah, $200, that's actually not bad. Considering, yeah, that if you find the right place, you could be looking at even as low as $150, for a, once again, huge fucking box. Let's see here. I know it's got the 8 playable characters included. Yeah, 8 heroes, rulebook, and questbook, 42 hostiles, so a lot of enemies, 10 objective markers, those are also models, war scrolls book, so that you can use the models in AOS, there's a shit ton of counters and tokens, 28 dice, boards, tiles, gateways, and lich gates, secret envelope, and all the cards you need to play, you can go to Warhammer TV. They have a 15-minute, like, intro video on how to play Curse City. It doesn't cover everything, though. There were some specific things that they even noted. Hey, yep, this is a feature, but we're not going to talk about it today. But they did cover some of it in some of the articles that we're going to discuss here. But yeah, for $200. Considering, you know, you're looking at 60 models in total, if you consider the heroes, plus the hostiles, plus the objective markers, that's pretty good, actually. That's very good. You know, on top of all the dice and the counters and all that fucking jazzaroo. So, it does look like it's going to be quite the fun journey. One big thing that that they've shown off that I really like that, you know, once again, they're only previews, so maybe the mechanics won't be as cool or, you know, more difficult than I anticipated or easier than anticipated, whatever. There's a couple different features in particular that I thought were rather interesting. For starters, there are, 2 separate conditions that affect the city as a whole, influence and fear. And basically, if influence or fear grows too high, the game ends. I'm pretty certain, at least from the preview description here, it sounds like it just, it's over, done deal. You basically, kind of like if you've ever played XCOM on PC, you can play some of them on console, but fuck that noise, because PC's better. If you've ever played XCOM, you might be familiar with the concept of the mechanic that, you know, your time is against you, basically. Once the world becomes too alien-infested and, you know, shit's gone too far south, etc., it's just game over. You know, it doesn't matter. All of your efforts that you've put forward in doing all sorts of shit are for naught. Now, Blackstone Fortress has some similar mechanics as far as ways that the game just flat out ends. If too many heroes die, too many of your explorers die, the game is over. But also the legacy deck. If the legacy deck, if you go through the whole fucking thing, the game is over. It's just... Yanni. There it is. Let's see here. We got 21 minutes into it before I yawned again. This though adds some, you know, more layers to it than just everybody died or I use the rest of the legacy deck. There will actually be outcomes from your adventures and stuff that can cause the influence or the fear factors to increase or decrease. I would think, yeah, that you could decrease them too. What I also thought was kind of interesting is that there are different, rather than it just being combats and challenges the way that Blackstone Fortress is laid out, there are different kinds of missions. There is a hunt journey, which is just like it sounds. You go and you hunt down as many of the enemy as possible, just kill to kill. And that's how you're going to earn, you know, earn points and stuff like that through that mission. Then there's scavenge, which is for basically becomes more of a discovery type of mission. You're trying to go around and find things in the city, items and stuff to take back with you. Yanni. And then there's also deliverance, which is, it sounds like there's going to be some sort of like, okay, so deliverance, and once again, if you're familiar with XCOM, particularly the newer ones, there's some missions where you have to like rescue civilians, and that's what you're seeing in deliverance, which causes the level of fear to shrink. So there you go. I was right about that part. And it sounds like Hunt lowers the influence that the enemies have over the city. So, it's and then the Deliverance Journey specifically, they have a rolling map. So it changes as you go on, which is pretty cool. And then there's Decapitation Journeys. These would be similar, it sounds like, to the Stronghold missions. Stronghold Expeditions, excuse me, in Blackstone Fortress. They're basically like boss battles. So that's pretty fucking cool. But here's the other mechanic that they've shown off so far on the Warhammer community site. They briefly touched on this in that 15-minute intro video, but they didn't explain what it was. They were just like, yep, this is a thing, and you can envision it's going to get bad. So there is a dial counter that you move this little token around that is basically the hour of the day, whether it's like every turn you turn this or Yanni, or you know how that works exactly, we'll have to see when we get the full version in our hands here. But when night falls, when you've gone too far and you've run out of time and night has fallen, it is going to be bad. So the enemy cards, if you're familiar with Blackstone Fortress, you'll know that you have, inspiration capabilities that, you, when your character does a certain thing, in the game or, gets enough inspiration points they can spend towards it, that you flip the card over and you become inspired. Your character's more powerful than they normally would be for the rest of that expedition, which is cool. This does that for your enemies. So when night falls, and it makes sense that the undead and all the vampires and everything else, they get a little bit more ready to party once it's nighttime. The shit hits the fan, folks. They even show off here with bat swarms. They become deadlier. They get to roll more dice to do more attacks. And then it does look like there's a behavior table, which you roll a die on the behavior table to figure out what your enemy is going to do each turn. And on the normal one here, roll 1 through 3 is an advance, and 4 through 6 is a charge, 7 through 10 is blinding attack, and 11 through 12 is blood-sucking bite. Basically, the idea is the higher you roll, the worse the situation is going to be, the more potential the enemy has to do some damage to you. With the nightfall, it changes. 1 through 4 is a charge. If it works the same as Blackstone Fortress, it's basically two moves. With an attack if they get you on the first move. Instead here, they would get that charge, like I said. And then Bloodsucking Bite, apparently it says each acting hostile makes an advance, if successful, increase the damage value of the weapon by 1, for that attack. then remove the bat swarm from the battlefield as if it had been slain. Okay. And that's usually the worst thing you can get during the daylight hours. But at nighttime, there's another one. Frenzied Assault. Each acting hostile makes a charge action. Reroll failed attack rolls for that charge action's weapon action. So, at night, they become far more shitty towards you. It makes sense. There's also crises that can occur after nightfall. Now, crises can occur during the daytime, but there are different and potentially more awful crises that can occur after nightfall specifically. So every time you journey into the city of Ulfenkarn, you will be also racing against time while you're on your journey itself. Very important to know that. In Blackstone Fortress, that's not the case. In Blackstone Fortress, you're just fighting until you're done with the mission, and then you move on. When you're done with your exploration, you move on to the next, or you go back to Precipice. Done deal. Here, though, you don't have that luxury. You must get through it quickly in order to continue to survive. So, that's all they've shown off so far. I'm sure that they'll be showing off more stuff as the week goes on here and stuff for Cursed City. As far as what we've seen so far, looking really fucking good. I'm really looking forward to trying it out myself. So, this whole experience too of playing Warhammer Quest has A, made me regret not picking it up sooner, because B, expansions are really stupidly hard to find and really expensive at this point, as well as there's like Silver Tower and Shadows Over Hammerhall. Now, from what I've heard, they are different. The base of how they work is different, the mechanics. And, I mean, obviously all the games have different mechanics, but they're almost like different style of game overall, from what I've heard, anyways. I don't know if that's true. Once again, haven't played it myself. But, it's harder to get the whole of this stuff. It's more expensive. And then some of it's just, so far out of print that not only is it expensive, but even finding a copy in the first place could be a bit of a pain in the ass. So, but the other thing is, honestly, it's reminding me that I need to play some of my other games. I primarily am always just sticking to 40K with a little bit of AOS sprinkled in. But I have Aeronautica Imperialis. I've only played it once. I have Adeptus Titanicus. I've played that a grand total of zero times. AOS, like I said, I only sprinkle it in here and there. Overall, I need to put more time and energy into getting more out of my games. Not just for the sake of money that, I spent money on this, I might as well play it, but they're a fuck ton of fun. GW puts out some fun games. So, but I will say, Warhammer Quest is very different from any of the rest of the shit that they put out, be it 40K or Adeptus Titanicus, etc. Those are more actual, like, battle games, whereas this is, once again, very much a dungeon-crawling RPG type of game. So, also, too, makes me want to try Necromunda finally, while it's completely unrelated. Once again, some of these spin-off box game sets that they've been putting out are really fucking good. So, I actually reorganized my Adeptus Titanicus Grandmaster Edition that I've still not finished building, that I've had for quite some time now. I really need to just sit down, finish that amongst all my millions of other projects, but finish that and actually try that out, because it looks like it's a ton of fun. It's looked like a ton of fun since I first got it, and I just haven't done anything with it yet. So, that's about it for today. I did want to do one little shout out here, though, before wrapping it up here. I have been recently getting my goodies here, more of my plastic crack, from a particular shop called Forge and Fire Gaming. It is run by a guy, his name is Mark Nolan. You can actually just hit him up directly through Facebook. You don't have to go to a website or anything like that. Real straight shooter. Like he's really nice. Really nice guy. He's got good prices on stuff. His prices do fluctuate, to my understanding, based on the demand. But if you pre-order stuff from him, it's just, he just gives you the price, whatever the price is, basically. It's, you take the retail, I think he said 15% off, and free shipping too, and boom, done. But then, you know, his restocks, their prices can fluctuate based on the demand then, but that initial pre-order, at least from what he told me and stuff, that is kind of the way he functions and operates. This is not a paid sponsorship in any capacity. This is me telling you genuinely, I like doing business with this guy. It's been nice, both from a price perspective, as well as a transparency perspective. Just, you know, feeling like you're dealing with a rather honest person who is running a business, but also isn't going to fuck you over. Who, you know, he knows that the best way to make money is good customer service. There's a lot of people out there who do shitty customer service and then act fucking surprise Pikachu that they can't seem to get, you know, good business going. And why the customer loyalty drops off and so on and so forth. But yeah, so Forge and Fire Gaming, you can find them online. Although I don't know if they have an actual like website. If you try to go to it, well, yeah, if you try to go to the website itself, you have to put in a password, it says, which is weird. I don't know why that's the deal, but he does sell stuff through Amazon. He does sell stuff on eBay. There is Facebook itself. And like I said, you can message him directly, and just say, hey, I'm looking for this thing. Do you have it? Or, hey, this thing's coming up and I'd like to pre-order it. Do you have any available still to pre-order? And boom, boom, done. Get you squared away. So, once again, Forge and Fire Gaming, eBay, Facebook, Amazon. On Facebook, Mark Nolan. Really cool guy. And you get yourself some, you know, good deals with an honest salesman. So, check them out. But that is all for today. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. As always, thank you for listening. You can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRegimentalVoxPodcast. You can follow me on Twitter at RegimentalVox. There is still no Patreon, and I don't plan to change that for the foreseeable future anyways. Well, at some point, I'm sure I will. But yeah, Facebook and Twitter, that's where I'm at. So, thank you guys for listening. I will catch you all in the next episode. This is Caleb Meyer signing out for the evening. Have a wonderful week, everyone.